Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
One of the things we'll be emphasizing in Nashville very soon is the, we call it kind of the working model right now, is a party pack. You recall in Nashville, as, and this occurs in many cities now, but in Nashville, it's such a destination place for bachelorettes. So you can imagine the party packs that will come together, you know, for that crew of 8 girls who are coming to Nashville, and their associated contacts and connections can take part in purchasing their pub crawls through town. So, the opportunities are pretty endless around what we built. It's been a very complicated project, and one that, you know, if it were easy, anybody would do it.
Yep.
But it's really coming along well.
A lot of logistics going on in the background on it.
It's beginning to be equal parts now. Initially, I got to be really candid. Before COVID, we were having trouble getting people to understand any of it, the concept itself, the ability to digitize a drink menu and then make that buyable, shareable, and redeemable was a foreign concept. And nobody really understood. They just couldn't visualize it. So after COVID, interestingly enough, one of our key restaurant partners came to us out of the blue and he said, look, I just got back from a conference. COVID has delivered customers via mobile in ways we never dreamt. We're ready for your app. And it was literally daylight and dark for us. The difference between the scales coming off people's eyes after COVID was a result of how dependent on our mobiles we became. QR code scans, you remember those in all the restaurants?
Yep.
People became just really, the barriers came down. So now people are willing to open an account to do a transaction on their mobile when 5 years ago they were just getting adopted to that. Yeah. Instacart made it all possible. DoorDash, Uber Eats, all of those people kind of paved the way where when I share with somebody the ability to purchase a drink, send it to somebody, and they redeem it someplace, that's not a foreign concept to them anymore.
Yeah, I don't carry a wallet anymore. It's everything is on my phone. Exactly. All the transactions and stuff.
Yes.
And in fact, if I'm on the desktop computer, I'm like, man, I got to go get my credit card to put it in online. I want to do it on my phone. Tell me about the design of the backside on the fonts and the correspondence that you have with the customer who doesn't know that they get a text message and they don't know that this person has bought their drink. What's the presentation like that?
Yeah. That's a great question. What happens, at least at this point, and soon this will change, but at this point right now, I'll be buying you one. So you're gonna see, and if you don't ever get to Nashville and use it, no big deal. Use for somebody, but I'm gonna buy you a drink. And what you're gonna find is that it says Sherman has purchased blank, blank, blank. Click here to enjoy. It's gonna be some message. We can customize it in the app when we purchase it, but my name is referenced. So you purchase somebody a drink, your name is at least mentioned. Right now, the telephone number that people see is not one they're familiar with. It's a corporate number behind the scenes. What will happen in one of our next builds is that your number will be masked, if you choose to, such that it is replicated. And while you're not actually texting from your phone, it will be made to look like your phone numbers delivered the text. That way people will know, okay, that's Forrest's number.
This is legit.
I better check this out. Yeah. Whereas right now they see your name, and we're not having any trouble with people opening their text because people tend to respond to text, especially if they think it's a name they recognize. Sometimes it does help when people are very skittish about their security. I'll text them ahead of time and say, hey, keep on the lookout. I just sent you some. And they, oh, okay, cool. You know, that kind of thing.